I just want to get more of this article. It's a long article, so I didn't know we'd be getting into this. So let me just continue here. So the hidden ground of electric information was provided by the coming of the electric age, talking about how the telegraph caused the American Civil War because it activated the oral awareness and sensitivity of the South. Separatism is not merely a political phenomenon. It extends to every level of our experience when subjected to the electric speed, which provides a simultaneous acoustic world. Separatism is found at all levels, not only in the political or corporate forms, but also in shaping the patterns of family, community, and the individual psyche, whether as unisex, reincarnation, or schizophrenia. That's interesting. Reincarnation is part of separatism. In the 80s, with the reappearance of tribal or group identity and ways or mores, and the disappearance of private identity, objectivity, and detachment, Canada, along with the people of North America, will become a society of non-achievers intent on being rather than on becoming. So a lot of people went on welfare, I guess. The effect of global electric information on the non-literate third world is strikingly different from the effect of the same service environment on the residually literate West. Our alphabetic culture will become inevitably atrophied while submerged in the antithetic and inimical electric environment of resonating information. Western objectivity and detachment become irrelevant in such conditions. When UNESCO provided free radios for the backward areas of mankind, the effect within two decades was to push those societies into a retrograde metamorphosis that's happened in Iran. The separatist reawakening of ancient rituals and languages familiar not only in Scotland, Ireland, and Wales, but also throughout Europe, for example, among the Basques and the Corsicans. Paradoxically, while the East is going West in pursuit of hardware technology, as China, coming to the West for hardware, it is simultaneously being drawn by revulsion and nostalgia to delve deeper into its own ancient past. So while the East is going West in pursuit of hardware technology, it is also simultaneously being drawn by revulsion and nostalgia to delve deeper into its own ancient past. And so the American blacks look into their African roots in that phenomenon called Roots, the TV show and book in 1977. He sees more of that happening everywhere. And so that's part of the Muslim return to their fanatical manuscript religion, you know, very Shia law and all this stuff, Muslim Brotherhood. So they're going back into their past and propping it up. Then McLuhan says, Harold Innes has explained the conditions under which a transition occurs from temple bureaucracy to military bureaucracy by change in the mode of writing. Innes showed that writing on stone or clay gave impetus to social control by temple bureaucracy with its orientation in time, whereas writing on papyrus, a portable medium, favored the rise of military bureaucracy based on road and space-oriented courier systems, not time-based. We are now witnessing the reverse of this dynamic pressure under electric power, which tends to displace military bureaucracy and to reestablish temple rule. So that's the rise of fundamentalism, evangelical TV in America, he's predicting. The 80s will see a great swing from the military toward the temple bureaucracy, from the outer conquest of space to the inner conquest of spirit. Holy wars will occur. The Iraq-Iran war starts few months after this prediction. Holy wars will occur, an extreme example of hardware shifting to software and spiritual values. See, spiritual values cause wars. It used to be said that poverty is the one thing money can't buy. That is not true anymore. Inflation is money having an identity crisis. Money experiences the same crisis as our moral and legal systems. That is, the disappearance of standards and norms. At the speed of light, a dollar has infinite mass and no identity. As money becomes translated into information and credit image, we will see in the 80s a resurgence of barter and its natural complement, gold ingots, I-N-G-O-T-S, ingots, gold ingots. But more importantly, when information moves at electric speed, the worlds of trends and rumors become the real world. All currencies as electric information are equally abstract and baseless. All spending becomes deficit spending. And the only practical form of taxation is inflation. In brackets, taxation without representation. That's inflation. As taxation becomes more confiscatory, the return to barter becomes inevitable. Many people got into barter in the 80s. A lot of them had been laid off. They didn't have work. So a lot of the cash society or underground cash. Home rule, next part, home rule by computer feedback. So this is 4 years before Steve Jobs' Apple ad on the Super Bowl in January 84. And McLuhan's going to predict all that. In the 80s, so this section is called Home Rule by Computer Feedback. In the 80s, politics will become increasingly unrecognizable as bureaucracy and civil service share the function of governing by means of charismatic images. Even today, parties and policies have become residual and homogenized. Their conflicting points of view have no basis or positions at the speed of light. With the disappearance of private identity, representative government, which has been based on majority rule and nose-counting procedures, will yield to the Poltergeists, the culture mind readers. Now, this is a year before Reagan shows up. In the 80s, representative government will cease. Instead, the public will take over. Just as the Nielsen ratings have given us not what the public wants, but the public itself, so detached and distant representative government will be replaced by direct experience of the public via home computer feedback. Self-government will become increasingly difficult as the self disappears into the data bank and referendum takes over. The problem of the charismatic image as an instrument of rule is the need to find people who look like everybody you associate with good times. For example, Walter Cronkite, he's the family banker. Johnny Carson, high school festivity. McLuhan always put down Johnny Carson, so he's just saying here, high school festivity is the Tonight Show. And Jack Kennedy, the all-American boy, etc. Those were charismatic images. When voting can be done by home computer, it will become a new form of belligerent home rule. Home rule was the slogan, I guess, at the end of the 19th century in Ireland when they wanted to kick the British Empire out and have Parliament back in Dublin. And that was called home rule. So he's quoting, with a Finnegan's Wake hidden metaphor, home rule. When voting can be done by home computer, it will become a new form of belligerent home rule. And that's capitalized and in quotes. Such ideal democracy as one constituted by a plebiscite in all issues, this is through computer, would capsize our government. There could be worse fates, such as rule by multinational corporations. Once a home computer is available as the means of shopping and voting, there will be in the 80s a return to cottage economy. That's in quotes, cottage economy. Home computer, TV, and telephone links will permit business, big and small, to be done at home. And I'll continue it next week. But all of it came true, maybe a little later than the 80s, what he's describing here, happened in the 90s.